for 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
Welcome to the 10 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House. Gary, make a note. You need to update that last promo. It still says 9 years. It's now 10 years.
It is officially 10 years.
Huh? Ranking Arizona.
Hot dog.
Wow. And it's a 10 o'clock hour. 7 o'clock is our Arizona hour. 8 o'clock is our outdoor living hour. 9 o'clock is our open line hour. And 10 o'clock is our...
broadcast topic hour.
I got a better name.
Oh.
This hour, we specifically focus on one element of your home, castle, or cabin, and following our home maintenance calendar that we started last year in conjunction with our 30th anniversary, was something specific. We just went through a plumbing month in February. We covered all different angles of plumbing. This month, it's the universal design, all different elements of aging in place or living with pets, designing homes to go from birth to, assisted living, all universal design elements. This is our Rosie on the House hour. This is the on the House hour.
Ah.
Duh.
Clever.
So obvious. Oh my gosh, that's great. It's the on the House
this
hour.
This is the on the House hour.
Yeah.
And you just have to change your inflection. It's the Rosie on the House hour.
Very good. The 9 o'clock
only took us 30 years to put those two and two together.
The 9 o'clock hour is for y'all to call in with any questions. The 10 o'clock hour is for those of you that want to go beyond just the entry level freshman class. The 10 o'clock hour is more like the 200, 300, and 400 series of college classes.
For home ownership here in the southwest of Arizona. We also do have Don, who wants to talk about painting shingles, and Bob, that wants to talk about spray foam, on the line off of the universal design topic. But we are here to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend, and we are going to take those questions on air along with your questions at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, and emails can be sent to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Where do you want to start, Rosie?
Well, why don't we take the callers that have held through the top of the hour.
Okay.
And then we'll jump into our
homeownership 202.
Tip of the day, yeah.
Don. Woo! And your dog. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, it's Don from Canada calling. I'm down in Goodyear. I owned a house here for about 10 years. I'd like to paint some shingles that I have. They're over top of a deck that we added an extension onto the back of our house. So I believe the shingles come like in a roll. They're probably, say, 3-4 feet wide and, I don't know, 20 feet long. And I'm wondering if there's a white paint that I could put on that. Say maybe something acrylic that would be water resistant, but would also extend the life of the shingle material.
When did you put that little patio addition on, Don?
Would have been in 2011, 2012.
Okay.
Never had a problem, never had a leak.
Good, good, good. Well, if we that is an asphalt-based product with sand granules broadcast over the top of it.
Okay.
I will tell you, most roofers would discourage you from painting it.
Right.
It creates a maintenance problem is what it really does. And I want you to picture this. The water's coming off the roof of the house. And then it gets to the patio, and it has the choice of either going on top of your painted shingles or between the paint and the shingles or all the way through. And it can complicate finding the real problem. When you paint it, and you will use acrylic, you're absolutely right there, you want to use 100% acrylic in a flat finish. There are certain paint companies that make specific products for that. but I'm not sure in your application if it would be worth the trouble. There's Cool Coat. There's a couple that are actually made and manufactured in Tucson. Tucson is a much bigger roof coating market. They coat everything south of Casa Grande. They really do. And there's specialists down there that can extend the roofs. But given what they put down is a 20-year product, should be 20 years maintenance-free, I'd be tempted, Don, to tell you, hold off and don't paint it. Now, the flip side of that is you don't want to wait till it starts leaking or so much of the granules have flaked off that it's all exposed asphalt bitumen product. I think you'd find a hard time finding a painter or a roofer that would tell you they recommend it. I would tell you, just stick with what you've got, and I think you'll be happier.
What part of Canada, Bob? Don, sorry.
Oh, I'm from the province of Alberta. I'm straight north of Montana.
Nice.
Are you?
So it's flying down here, say a month ago, was we're on Celsius. You folks are on Fahrenheit. But at one time, we used to be on Fahrenheit up in Canada. And so the metric system and minus 20 Fahrenheit, I can remember as a kid, was kind of a marker where when you went outside, it would actually kind of sting your face.
Yeah.
It's that cold. And so when I got on the plane, it wasn't minus 20. It was minus 45 Fahrenheit.
One of the coldest I've ever been was on a ski, was on a cross-country skiing trip up by Jasper.
Oh, yes, yes.
I think it was 40 below, and all I could see was the glow of the lodge about 4 miles downhill, and I don't even remember getting down. I just remember walking in and going to the fireplace.
Take me back to Arizona.
Oh, man. That was back in the 70s. Then I drove to...
It's beautiful country, though, in the summertime, like you say, Jasper and...
Lake Louise.
Drop-dead gorgeous and...
Athabasca Ice Glacier.
Beautiful wildlife, beautiful scenery. It's kind of like Sedona on steroids.
Beautiful country. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes, yes.
Are you familiar with Homes on Homes?
Yes, we watch that all the time up in Canada. Watch him all the time.
He's farther east out of Toronto, and I don't know how this would apply. I've been watching it very closely. It's a product that intrigues me greatly. And you read it on paper, and you hear about it and listen to it. It all makes perfect sense. We just don't have a lot of tested applications for the desert and the UV rays that hit the Southwest. You know, change the books on what they on products and how they react, and but he is a big fan of cork coatings, and
okay.
I've seen a lot of applications where they've gone on roofs, and it does help for and what is unique about the cork and why I like it is the cork itself does not have a big temperature fluctuation and never gets over a certain point, and it never gets below a certain point. So it's an incredible thermal insulator. And and they apply it. One of the applications they have for is applying it over roof shingles to help extend the life. It doesn't waterproof your roof, but it's a protective coating that extends the life of your roof materials that are waterproofing your home. And I don't think the local company I saw apply it is still in business that was trying to use this as a startup, but there is another one that has since bought the franchise, and this is one reason why you have to be in business 5 years locally in Arizona, is because we don't want to recommend anybody that, you know, can't make it past 18 months of business. But hang tight. We will get you connected and at least with the product manufacturer and see if this is something that you would want to consider as well. Maybe it'll be a test application. When we're doing it over the patio of a home, you know, that's one of the areas I'm a lot more open to doing a trial test than the entire roofing system or over the entire home or whatever the case may be. If we're just isolating it to one area, I'm okay with testing it there. Like I said, the entire home and what it costs to replace an entire roofing system, I'm not sure I'd be quite so bold suggesting somebody to try a new product. But this application may work for you.
Very good. Very good. Bob wants to talk about insulating ductwork. That's going to be kind of a protracted answer. So, Bob, I'm going to beg your patience. Hang on. We're going to cover a tip or two on our blog for the day. We'll have a little commercial break, and we'll come back and talk about foam insulating your ductwork, when to do it and when not to do it. Well, one of the things I've learned from this recent accident that I was in is just how much it changes your ability to be mobile in and out and through the house. And we have worked with clients over the last 30 years making their home comfortable to them regardless what health or age they are. And some of the things that we can encourage y'all to do is take a look at the slip-proof flooring options that you have throughout your house. Many of the surfaces were getting rid of carpets to allow a walker easier traversing across the room and a wheelchair rolling across the room. And then in those hard surfaces, a lot of times we throw down throw rugs. Well, I like that. I like it because you can roll the throw rugs up and actually sit them to be dry cleaned, and they get much cleaner than carpet sitting on top of a pad that's permanently or semi-permanently attached to the floor of your house. But you need to secure those corners with specially made tape to keep them from becoming a trip hazard. The other thing we do in bathrooms a lot is we have a chemical that we treat the tile in your shower and on your floor so that when it gets wet, it doesn't change the look of the tile, but it makes it slip resistant. We've used that for a lot of people with a lot of very good results. So the flooring that you're dealing with throughout each and every room of your house is something you need to take a good, hard, critical look at.